Okay, again, so we're Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We're smack in the middle of the Amud, a little past the midway point. First word in the line, Itmar. So Teida Shechta Shemar Mechalif, he Shechta Teida on 80 Chalas. Chizkiya Amar instead of 40. Chizkiya Mekitcha Abraham Zech Shemar. Chizkiya says 40 out of the 80 HaKadosh. So you say 40 get the sanctification and 40 remain Chulun. Rabbi Chizkiya Amar, no. Lekitcha Abraham Zech Shemar. Rabbi Chizkiya says no. None of them are Kadosh because you try to do 80 and you can't do 80 and therefore none of them, the Kadosh takes effect. Again, according to Chizkiya, we spoke out just to quickly go over. According to Chizkiya, when you have 40 out of 80 are Kadosh, you take Truma. How many do you have to take for Truma? If it's two batches of 40 and they're separate, then just take four and four, 10% of each, and you're for sure covered. If they mix together, you're not sure which 40 are the 40, and therefore the first explained, the only eight is going to be, you take 11 of each species, you have four different species, you take 11 of each, like this you have guaranteed, you have 1 out of 10 from the 40 that are ultimately Kaddish, you ultimately end up giving the Kayin 44, and you're left with the regular 36, but you're giving all the extras to the Kayin in order to satisfy the concern of Juma. Amar Bezerra. Not really. If you make a mistake, it's Kaddish. That same idea. Okay. Yeah. If you make a mistake, over here it's different. You make a mistake here. Okay, you're just not sure which one. Okay. Of course not. So again, it depends on the case. If you kept it a separate batch, first of all, you don't need 80. You're never better off for baking it. It's only all that it really serves as a backup. If some of the first batch gets ruined, then we just spoke out of the past few blah. There's many ways if it's not fully baked, if it's broken. So there's reasons why some may want to have a backup. I'm not sure why you need 80 backup. Maybe three of each could be enough. Right? Who needs 80 backup? But okay. But the point is, the guy was clearly doing it. The guy, according to Chizkiya, was doing it as a backup. Right? So if they're separate, he still has his benefits. He gets to have his cake, his backup, so to speak, and eat it. If they're mixed together, is when we're saying you have this issue. If it's all together, that's when you have to, I'll satisfying Truma, you have to mix them all together. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Correct. Amar Rabbi Zeira, although you have to eat that and the carbon all within 24 hours. Okay. Amar Rabbi less till by the next morning. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Hakamayd mech damar al kitshu lik. Liktishu Abraham Zech Shemayim. Everyone agrees if he had said when he shechted the Taita, remember that's when the breads become Kaddish. If he had said, let 40 out of the 80 become Kaddish, he specified very clearly, I only want 40 to be Kaddish, I have 80 here, it's really back up, I only want 40, Kitchu. Everyone agrees it's Kitchu, even though he didn't specify which 40 it is, he said 40 out of the 80, 40 out of 80 become Kaddish. Okay. Everyone gets that, even Rabbi Echanan. Ali kachu Abraham kenish kiddush shmeinim. If he had said, "I only want to become kaddish, it's a package deal, all or none. I only want 80 to become kaddish," then not only are the 80 not kaddish, zero are kaddish, not even 40. So what's the machlekes? Ki pligi b'stama. Machlekes chizkiya Rabbi Echanan is where he didn't specify anything. The question is, what is his intent when he doesn't specify? When he specifies, so we know if he specifies 40 out of 80, 40 is good. If he says all 80, none of them are good. If he didn't specify, Rabbi Chizkiya says he was doing it for backup. Since he's doing it for backup, 40 is kaddish and 40 is not. When Rabbi Chizkiya says he's trying to do 80 for carbon gadol. Back to your point, Larry. Even if he has a lot of guests and he wants to have a lot of food, he can't make it a carbon if it's not a carbon. That's still a problem, right? So he's trying to mechavim for big carbon. The reason would be exactly maybe like Larry said. He wants to be being even more 40. I'm going to be 80. He wants to be more geshmak. Doesn't work. You can't make a carbon more than what it's supposed to be. And therefore, none of it is kaddish because he wants all 80 to be kaddish. And we don't say 40 out of the 80. It becomes zero. Abayam has one expression of mechalikis. Mar is meaning three more. Abayam are expression of two of the mechalikis. No. If the guy did not specify what he wanted, everyone agrees we view his intent as being one taida for 80 loaves. He wants all 80 loaves to be kaddish. So what's the machlekes then? Everyone agrees no good. No. Machlekes says, well, the klisharis can be kaddish without his das. Meaning, what his intent was is sure not going to work. So the 80 will not get kaddusha based on his intent because the 80 can't get, and therefore zero would get. However, if you go through the motions of a carbon, and there's klisharis involved, interesting over here, the klisharis is not on the breads. The klisharis is the sack and the knife hitting the dam in the animal's neck. That's the klisharis. But that's how the breads become kaddish. Through the knife hitting the animal's neck. So is the klisharis, does it have the power to be sanctified, to be mekadesh, even without the guy's das? Again, his das becomes null and void, because he wanted to have all 80. That's what Abaye says. Everyone assumes when the guy brings 80 loaves of bread, and he shechts it, and he doesn't specify anything, he wants all 80. That's for sure not happening. That's out. But maybe the knife itself is Mekadosh 40 out of the 80, just by itself, because Klisharis is Mekadosh, that's part of the, as if I do the Avodah, and I have a Klisharis, and the Klisharis is involved, it's Mekadosh even without the Das of the Bailam. Says the Abaye, Mar Savar, with Klisharis Mekadoshin, Shlomi Das Kavifiki. Mar Savar, Chizki holds Klisharis Mekadosh Shlomi Das, the Klisharis can sanctify without Das, and therefore 40 of those become Kaddish. Well, Mar Savar, Klisharis Mekadosh Shlomi Das, Reb Dechen held the Klisharis is not Mekadosh without Das, and therefore 0 remain Kaddish because he wanted 80, when he wanted 80, he gets 0, and the Klisharis is not going to do it on its own, and therefore for the zero. Rav Papa Amar, a third explanation. To come with Klisharis Mekadosh Shlomi Das? No, I'll tell you, everyone agrees, Klisharis is yes, Mekadosh without Das. So therefore, according to this, everyone should agree, like Chizkiah, that 40 is Kaddish. Why is that Mechlekes? The Mechlekes is about the Sakin. Masav Sakin Mekadosh is Klisharis, and Masav Akivin Leitoich and Mekadosh Klisharis. We pointed out that it's unique over here, that, I mean, we pointed out a different Nekuta, that the Klisharis is not touching the bread. But the Gemara is pointing out a second difference. A normal Klisharis is a clay kibbel. It's like a bowl. You put stuff in it. Dam, flour, oil, whatever it may be, right? Levina. Over here, a Sakin is flat. It has no base kibbel, right? So it's not a receptacle, exactly. So maybe, I mean, the machlekes is, when we say klisharis mekadosh without das, is it only when the item is in the klisharis, right? Or in a klisharis which is like kibbel, or not? Again, over here, the breads anyway aren't touching the knife, so it's not pshat has to be in. The point is, because a knife is flat, it doesn't have that level of kiddush like a klisharis, and therefore when the knife is touching the blood, even though it's doing its part, which normally is mekadosh the bread in a normal scenario, over here, shalei medas, a klisharis, which doesn't have a teich, that can have mekadosh like that, without the guy's intent. Vigadamri, Rav Papa, some say in Rav Papa, Dukuam and Klisharis in Mekadosh Lamadas, the opposite. Everyone agrees that Klisharis is only Mekadosh with Das. Vahacha, the Machlekes is Mamish, the opposite extent. Hacha, Pesachin Kamifugi, Masav Pesachin Alima Meklisharis. Everyone agrees that Klisharis is only Mekadosh with intent. And therefore, if the guy didn't mind all 80, therefore it's not going to work. It's not going to, I'm sorry. Again, Rav Papa is going that Klisharis is not Mekadosh only with Das. We're going with the guy in mind, Stam is like Abaya for 80, and therefore the guy's intent is garnished. None of them are Mekadosh based on his intent. What's going to make a Kaddish? The Klisharis is going to make a Kaddish. We're going now in Rav Papa that Klisharis does not sanctify without Das. So again, nothing should be Kaddish, but there's a tzad that the knife is better than a Klisharis. So that's Gemara Vach Mesakim Mifugin, Masav Mesakim Alima Meklisharis, Tafakad Lesetech Mekacha. A knife is better. Why? It's chasar and it's gufa, what makes it better. The fact that the knife always is Mekadosh, even though it doesn't have a clip based kibbel, shows you there's something special about the knife. The knife has a special power. So therefore, even Shlomi Das, it also works, perhaps. That's Chizkiya Shita. Whereas Rebbe Yochanan says no, Umar Sever, Sakin Le'alim Le'alim Kisharis. Rebbe Yochanan says no, Sakin is no better than a Kisharis. It's the same. And just like Kisharis generally is not Mekadosh, according to this opinion now, so too the knife is not Mekadosh, and therefore the loaves will not become Kaddish. The Gemara gave four explanations why Chizkiya says the 40 out of the 80 are Mekadosh, and again, two of them are for Papa, and why Rebbe Yochanan says that none of the 80 are Mekadosh. But again, just to be clear, the Gemara did start off saying very clearly, in the case with the guy in mind, 40 out of 80, that for sure works. And a case where you mind all 80, that's where it doesn't work. And now we get to our machlekes, what the ramifications are. Yes, just make it fast, please.
When he does the shrita, right?
Yeah.
That is what makes
the bread's kaddish, correct. Correct.
But he doesn't have to think about the bread. He brings 80, he doesn't care. Once the shrita automatically
makes how many? If it's 40, everything you said is true. Once you get to 80, now we have a problem. What was his intent? If he had, wait 1 second, we just said a second ago. If he has a mind, 80 should be Kaddish.
No,
but what if he did? Question, before you answer. What if he had a mind, 80 should be Kaddish? The halacha is, that for sure doesn't work. Zero, right? So now,
he doesn't have that
but the question is, if he doesn't have a mind anything, what do we say Stam Das is?
He wants 40.
What is he, what?
He brought 80. So basically,
but our conversation is based around, how do we treat his Das when he didn't have anything in mind explicitly? He brought 80, right? He brought 80.
Yeah, but
he's thinking nothing? He put on his pants today. He wasn't thinking? He's thinking. He put on his pants. He wants to put on pants. He brought 80. He's thinking something. The question is what? Right? He's not thinking. Okay, Sakta Mishnah. Shechta chutzas mano chutzas mekayma. What if the animal, when it's shechta, remember, the shechta of the animal is what's mekadosh, is what sanctifies the bread, right? So what if he shechta, I'm in the next mishnah. Shechta chutzas mano chutzas mekayma. If he shechted the teida, and he had in mind chutzas mana, which makes very good pigel, or chutzam kaima, which just passes it. Halach is kiddush lechem. The lechem still becomes kiddush. So he shechted. That's again. There's mechlokes more about this, but the Tanakam is saying if he shechted both chutzas mana or chutzam kaima, The Gemara is actually going to stick with this. The whole machlokes in the Gemara is going to be about chutzam kaimai. Chutzas manai, ironically enough, we're saying remains the breads become sanctified. So he shechted the carbon in an eifin of psil, exactly. Carbon's pigle, or it's psil by shlam kaimai. The breads do become sanctified. However, shechted nifs a shef. What if he shechts the animal and finds it to be a treifa? Or lekidish lechem, says the Mishnah, the bread does not become kaddish if the animal is found to be a treifa. Or shechted is a baal's mum. If he shechted and found to be a baal's mum, now we have machlekes. Rabbi says, when it's a baal mum, the breads are still kaddish. V'acham say it's not kaddish. The breads not become kaddish. The Gemara is going to explain what the machlekes or blazer has with the chamim legabe balmum. By shechtav nifs the treifa, the logic is going to be very simple. That if you shechta and found to be a treifa, it always was a treifa. It was never fit to shechita, and therefore it does not become kaddish. So the question is, why is a balmum going to be a machlekes? Why is it different? We'll see. V'chein el milum. V'chein shnei kivsi atzera shechta and shle lishman. So too, the aisle of the miluim. Interesting case the Gemara goes to. The aisle by the inauguration of the Mishkan and the Kivsi Atzeres, the Shtei Lechem, that was Shechta Shlel Lishma, the breads that come with the Amaluim, or the Shtei Lechem that come with the Kivsi Atzeres, Halach is, if we Shechta Shlel Lishma, like Kiddush Lechem, the breads not become Kaddish. And now again, when you Shechta Shlel Lishma, the carbon is still kosher, right? By Taida, by Shlamim, by Amaluim, though it's all kosher still. However, you're not Yetza, you're Chayiv. When you're not Yetza, you're Chayiv, when it's not considered satisfying the Chayiv of Taida, or Kivsi Atzeres, or Al Nuz, whatever it may be, the breads will not become sanctified with it if you're not being yetzer, you're chayv of the carbon, even though the carbon is kasher, shlo lishma is kasher, but if it's le'alu, the breads won't become sanctified. So essentially what the Mishnah is saying is, if it's shlo lishma, it doesn't become sanctified. If it's a chutzas mani, chutzam kaimai, Mishnah says both, it does become sanctified. If it's a balm, if it's a treifa, it does not become sanctified, and a balmum, we have machlekes. Okay, Zaktimar. Masisaman, who's the author of a Mishnah that says that by even chutzam kaimai, it becomes kaddish? Ramer, it's Ramer, Titania. Zaklal. Kol shepsul kaidim shechita, any psul that was already in the animal prior to the shechita, like kiddush lechem, the bread will not become sanctified. Psul acha shechita, if the psul takes place after shechita, then kiddush lechem, the bread becomes sanctified. Now, by the way, the bread becoming sanctified over here is a negative in these cases, because you're not being yetzer taida. So if my bread has become sanctified with this taida, they're now stuck. Exactly. They're stuck with pasul taida. So it's a negative, it's not a positive. But saying kiddush lechem is a, right? It's not a positive. Okay. Shechta, normally, just to make it more clear, the bread already has kiddush's damim, as monetary kiddusha, right? So you could either redeem it or use it for a different taida, presumably, right? But once it gets connected to this taida, now exactly. Okay. So now it can't be used anymore. Kiddush lechem, we said again, so the shechita, if the psul took place after shechita, then the lechem became sanctified. If you shechted chutzman chutzam kaima, kiddush lechem, the bread does get sanctified. That is like our Mishnah. Shechted nimsa treifa, shechted find treifa. Then that again, when we say, by the way, just to be clear, obviously this interpretation is when we talk about a psul that took place after shechita, it doesn't mean after shechita. It means during or after shechita, because the shechita shel with the machshav chutzmanai or machshav chutzam kaima is a psul during shechita. So when we say in this statement that the klal is, whenever the psul took place before shechita, it is, the breads are not sanctified. When the psul took place after shechita, the breads are sanctified, it includes, after includes, during. When the psul took place during shechita, also, it's sanctified according to the Amar, where, therefore, shechta, when it's treifa, like kiddush lechem, if you shechta and found to be treifa, the lechem is not kaddish, because that was the psul that was in existence before shechita. Top of ayin tesis, but aleph, shechta, when it's baal tzmum, if you shechta and found to be a baal tzmum, Rabbi Elazar says it does become kaddish, Rabbi Shua Amalei kaddish, it does not become kaddish, divir meir. This is Rameir's explanation, version of the Machlekes in the Mishnah of the Machlekes of Reb Elazar and Rishua. Now, so our Meir fits like a glove with what we had in our Mishnah. That Chutz Zman Chutz Ukaimai is Kaddish, and Baal Mum is the Machlekes. That was exactly like our Mishnah. Amar Bihuda. Le'nechlo Reb Elazar Reb Yishua al-Shachta Shachta v'nimsas Mishreifa Shlai Kiddish. So, Reb Yehuda says, Reb Elazar and Reb Yishua did not disagree that if you Shachta and find to be a Treifa, it for sure is not Kaddish, which is Reb Meir agreed to that as well. Val Chutz Zmanai Shekidish, and Machshav Chutzmani, it remains Kaddish, that also Rameir said. Val Balmum Shalai Kaddish, and a Balmum that it's not Kaddish. Now that's actually what we, according to Rameir, that was the point of Machlekes. So here, in this point, Rabbi is arguing with Rameir. Rameir held that was the point of Machlekes, where the Balmum is Kaddish, and Rabbi is saying that's not a point of Machlekes, everyone agrees. Val Manechlu, where do they disagree? Rabbi argues and says, on Rameir, and says, you know what they disagree? Al Chutzam Kaimai. They argue about Chutzam Kaimish, Rabbi Lazar, Aimer Kaddish, Rabbi Shua Amalei Kaddish. Rabbi Huda is saying the Machlekes, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shua is, you know where? By Chutzam Kaimai. that Rabbi Shu, that Rabbi is saying it's Kaddish, Rabbi Shu is saying it's not Kaddish. Remember, according to our mayor, which is also the version of our Mishnah, everyone agreed that Chutz B'Kaymei is Kaddish. Right? Everyone agrees it is Kaddish. And here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's a Machlaikis. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer explains, Hayel v'chutz is going in Rabbi Yehuda, that they're arguing by Chutz B'Kaymei, he's going to explain. Hayel v'chutz is mani pasul, Chutz B'Kaymei pasul. Since both Chutz mani and Chutz B'Kaymei are both pasul, mal Chutz mani is Kaddish, av Chutz B'Kaymei Kaddish. So Rabbi Lezer says, the reason why I say Chutz B'Kaymei is the same pasul as Chutz mani is because just like Chutz mani you mask him is machshev is pasul, and yet the lechem becomes Kaddish, so the Chutz B'Kaymei say the same thing. I'm Rabbi Shu, Rishu is back. Hayel v'chutz B'Kaymei pasul, about mum pasul, Rishu said 1 second. Chutz B'Kaymei is pasul, and about mum is pasul. Ma, about mum, like Kiddish. Just like Balmum, you're masking to me again. This is going in Rabbi Yehuda's version where everyone agrees Balmum is not Kaddish. Balmum is not going to be Kaddish. So, just like Balmum is not Kaddish, says Rabbi Shua, and it's puzzle, and therefore the breads aren't Kaddish. So the Chutz B'Kaymei is puzzle, and the breads won't be Kaddish. I'm Rabbi Lazar. I need to miss you the Chutz B'Kaymei. If I have to miss you the Balmum, Rabbi Lazar says, think what's going on here. I'm comparing a case where Yeshechtanu and Machshav Chutz B'Kaymei to a case we had a machshava chutz mani. It's a case of machshava and machshava, same thing. You're comparing it to Baal Mum. Nirli mi daima. That, the misl Baal Mum. You're comparing it to a case we shechted the Baal Mum. What's more comparable? In daima le chutz mani, in daima le chutz mani. If I'm correct that it's more comparable, chutz mkaim le chutz mani, then I'm right, and we should compare it to chutz mani. In daima le Baal Mum, but if you're correct that it's more comparable to chutz Baal Mum, nidinan Baal Mum, then indeed, learn from Baal Mum. So he's just setting up the basis for the conversation. Let's set up the basis for the proofs, and now we'll start the proofs. Rabbi Lezer just established that you're comparing it to Baal Mum, Chutz B'Kaymei, I'm comparing Chutz B'Kaymei to Chutz Mani. If it's more comparable to my comparison, I win. If it's more comparable to your comparison, you win. Now, his Rabbi Lezer loved it. Rabbi Lezer started to analyze to Dan which side is more taka more comparable. Dan and psul machshava psul machshava and psul machshava psul guf. Doesn't it make sense to compare psul machshava? Chutzim zmane is psul machshava. Chutzim kaim is psul machshava. Learn one from the other as opposed to comparing it to Baal Mum, which is psul guf. Vein dan psul machshava psul guf, and not compare chutzim kaim, which is psul machshava, to Baal Mum, which is psul guf. That is Rabbi Lezer's proof to himself. His Rabbi Shula, Rabbi Shula said, I have a different comparison. Dan psul shem bekaris, me psul shem bekaris. Wouldn't it make sense to compare chutzim kaimai, which is apostles without karis, as opposed to pigol, which is apostles with karis, and Baal Mum is apostles again without karis? So wouldn't it make sense to compare chutzim kaimai to Baal Mum because they're both psulim without karis? Va'yechir chutzim mani. Don't let chutzim mani get into the equation. She psul shesh bekaris. That's a psul which has karis. Vaiter. So, Vaid, I'm sorry, Vaid, and he says, another Svara. Why don't we learn out the Chutzim Kaimai from Shle Lishma? We're again, Shepasel Machshava of Eimah Karas. It's a case of Sul Machshava with his no Karas. So now he said, I have the best of both worlds. You were all excited that Chutzim Mane and Chutzim Kaimai are both Sul Machshavas. I have a better Sul Machshava. Shalei Lishma is actually more comparable to Chutzim Kaimai because they're both Psul Machshavas which don't carry Karis as opposed to Chutzim Manish carries Karis. V'shasuk Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer had set up the parameters for the argument that the more comparable it is, that's the person who's going to win. Rabbi Lezer was quiet because Taka, Rabbi Shua just proved that if anything, once you're making comparisons, Chutzim Kaimai is more comparable to other cases that are Pusel, right, that are Pusel and do not sanctify the breads, namely, not only Baal Mum, Shalei Lishma. Shalei Lishma, which Rabbi Lezer agrees is pasul and doesn't sanctify the breads, is very similar to Chutzim Kaimai in that they're both machshava, that both pasul, and none of them are karis, as opposed to Chutzim Mani, which makes karis. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer was shasak, and the Gemara explains, later in a few lines we'll see, his shtika was, he was chazer. Rabbi Lezer was chazer to agree to Rabbi Shua. Again, this is all Rabbi Huda's interpretation of the machlekes, but Rabbi Lezer was chazer to agree to Rabbi Shua based on this machlekes. One detail we have to explain, we need to explain, so why taka, if we're coming out that machshava of Shlo Lishma is pasul and the lechem does not become kaddish. A machshava of Chutz B'Kaymei, now was saying, Rabbi Lezer was being agreeing to Rabbi Shua that what Chutz B'Kaymei is pasul and the breads do not become kaddish. So why be Chutz Mane, which is again not like the version of our Mishnah, but our Mishnah is going to Gemara. This is going to Rebuda. In our Mishnah we said they're both kaddish, but again, we're going to Rebuda now, who learns that Chutz B'Kaymei was a machlekes, and we're coming out now that what, that it's not kaddish. Only Chutz Mane is kaddish. Why? Why is Chutz Mane different? The fact that it's karis is more reason to make the bread kaddish, and the answer sort of is yes. That we know pigel's only pigel if you karav hamatir kimitzvasei. You have to finish the whole karav kimitzvasei, and only then does it become pigel. If you didn't finish that vayda, if there's another psul mixed in, it doesn't become pigel. So ironically enough, since pigel needs that element of being karav hamatir kimitzvasei, a shechita of pigel chutz mane is enough to give kedusha to the bread, even though it's the same psul, it's a stronger psul, it's pigel. But since it's a zap psul that requires finishing it properly, so to speak, therefore it will make the bread's kaddish. That's the first one to speak at. Okay, Rameir, get back to Rameir. Maishna shechtav nesis treifa halipsul kamishchita. So we mentioned this question in the Mishnah. Why, when you shecht the treifa animal, you find the treifa, we say it's a psul before the shechita, and therefore the bread's not become kaddish. Maishna shechtav nesis b'almum. Why is b'almum different? Love a psul kamish shechita, where the psul isn't where. We're seemingly saying the psul is not kain mishchita because otherwise it should be part of the criteria that the bread's not become kaddish. Answers the Gemara, we're talking about a very specific mum. You're right. A normal baal mum would not become kaddish, just like treifa, because it's psul before the shchita. Right? But what are we talking about over here? We're talking about beduka shabayin. We're talking about baal mum, a cataract of the eye. Here's a big aside. Duke Shabayin is a psul, it's Balmum. But Rabbi Kiva says it's a type of normally Balmum, even if it goes on the Mizbeach, even if it goes up at the Eved, in Malu, Yerdu comes down. Duke Shabayin is a psul, according to Rabbi Kiva, if it goes up, stays up, exactly. So since it says Amim psul, if it goes up, stays up, such a psul also, if you shech the animal, it, the breads become Kaddish. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua, Kiyam Rabbi Kiva, yes, Im Ola Yerdu, Rabbi Shua will tell you, when Rabbi Kiva says Im Ola Yerdu, Bapsul du Gufei, Avakutush Alechem, Loi, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua, who holds that Balmum, does not become Kaddish, he'll tell you, I'll tell you why. Rabbi Kiva is just saying that in itself, if it goes up, it stays up. But shechting in itself, when it's a Balmum, to give sanctity to the bread, not that, that you don't go, even though Im Ola Yerdu, it will not give Tusha to the bread. Okay, Itmar. Chatas Shechta Chutz Mana, if a Chatas was shechted, Chutz Mana with Machshav of Chutz Mana, Im also leiterid. If it goes up on the mizbeach, it does not come down. You're allowed to leave it up. Chutzim kaima. However, if we shechta chutzim kaima, Rav am leiterid, Rav am leiterid. Now this really is machlokes seems to be a pella. We're making a machlokes Rav and Rav, which Amaram, which seems to go fly in the face, go against that famous mission we had in Zvachim Peidalan. We spoke about many times that all the following items in Ola Yardu, if they went up, they stay up. All the psulim and list of psulim were chutzim mana and chutzim kaima, which is a mission like what we're saying seemingly. At the face of it, a little bit fair to understand what this means that these Amaram, at least one of them, Rav or not, it's Machlokes who says what, by the way. We have Rav says Tavrid, Rav says Leit Tavrid by the Chutzim Kaimai, some flip it. By the way, one of the Amaram seemed to be going against the Mishnah. It's a discussion how that could be. Okay, so we're going to teach you simple at face value over here in Menachas. We're going to teach you at face value that again, Chutz, a Chatas that was Shechta Chutzim Manai, Im Ola, Leit Tavrid. Chutzim Kaima, we have Machlokes if it goes up, if you even bring it down or you leave it up. What's the explanation? Rav, who says you take it down, is Kribi Shua. He holds, like Kribi Shua, who compares Chutzim Kaima to Balmum. And Balmum is Tavrid, so therefore there's also Tavrid. Rabbi Kablazer, Rabbi Kablazer, who says that no, that he compares Chutzim Kaima to Chutzim Mane, and just like Chutzim Mane is not Tavrid, so to Chutzim Kaima is not Tavrid. Vahadabain Rav, now what do we say? Remember, in the conversation, Rav Eliezer ultimately switch teams to agree to Bishua. So says the more Hadabe Rabba Lugabe Rava, mid the Hadabe Rabbi Lazar, Lugabe Bishua. Makes sense that Rabba was chaser ultimately to agree to Rava, the same way that Rabbi Lazar was chaser to agree to Rabbi Shua. Vigdami some say no. Avak of the Hadabe Rabbi Lazar, Gabi Bishua, even though Rabbi Lazar agreed to Bishua. That the comparison of Chutzim Kaimai to Chutzim Mane is not a good comparison, better to compare it to Balmum and the like. And therefore, Blaz was chayzer. Still, Rabbi Lagavi Rav lechazer. Rabbi was not chayzer to agree to Rav. Why? Hasam to come in and then Mishlei Lishmai. Over there is because Rabbi Shua said, "Let's learn out Chutzim Kaimai. Let's learn out from Mishlei Lishmai." His ultimate proof was not that Chutzim Kaimai is more similar to Baal Mum. The stronger proof was it's similar to Lishmai. Avol Hachi Dinesay Mishlei Lishmai. If you attack or bring a proof of Lishmai, I'm also Lei Tered. But Lishmai also is similar to Lei Tered. Lishmai also, if it goes up, it doesn't come down. So since the same proof that was used by the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua to Rabbi Elazar b'Chayzer would not work over here. Therefore, perhaps you see on the contrary, Rabbi is not Chayzer Lagabe Rava. Okay. Shachtus al-Shma, we said in the Mishnah, if the Shachtus al-Shma, the breads do not become Kaddish, Amar Papa, Shavach HaNidon, Ayal Nazeh, the Shriach, the Tanah of the Mishnah went on to continue to speak about the Ayal Meluyim, that was the inauguration carbon, and he didn't speak about Ayal Nazeh, which is much more common, Fenakat Ayal Meluyim, and yet he spoke about the Isle of the Meluim, which is a one-time carbon, and the Mar explains, V'tanah didan, Iker Milsa Nakad. Rav Papa was bothered, it's more of a question. Why do we do that? And the Mar answers, V'tanah didan, Iker Milsa Nakad. He figured, let's go to the first case. The very first case of breads being sanctified was the Meluim. Obviously, if you have carbonus that came with bread, when you inaugurated the Mishkan, that'll be the first carbonus that ever came with bread. So the Tanah wanted to go back to the home base, to the first case we ever had, even though you're right, that was a one-time carbon, and the El Nazar is going to be a carbon Ladarius. He wanted to pick the first-time case. Up to Mishnah. Let's say you have Nesachim that are coming with a carbon, and you sanctify the Nesachim in a Kli, And the again, remind ourselves, the Nesachim would have Kedushas Damim the second you consecrate them, the second you make, you designate them for a carbon, for any carbon, you give them Kedusha, they have Kedushas Damim. But they're not yet, they don't have Kedushas Aguf, which means they don't get Pselina yet, they're just Kaddish. If you put them into a Kli, now they become Kedushas Aguf, like a carbon, and if you leave overnight, it gets Pselina. So what happens? You have Nechasachim, they'll cut you a Kli. Finim Zevach Pasel, and the Zevach is found to be Pasel, Im Yesh Zevach Achir Yakiv Yimai. If you have another carbon to use this Zevach for, switch it, use it for another carbon, no problem. Vimlanu, either Vimlav, or they switch against Vimlanu, if it's left overnight, because you couldn't find something to switch it with, Yif Subalina gets Pselina because it's got Kedushas Kli, and now it gets Pselina, and you're stuck. Amar Ziri. Ein anasachem iskachem el b'shechitas zevich. Ziri says the nasachem only get true kedushas aguf with shechitas zevich. Big machlokes what this means. Taisus learns and fits with the simple reading of the Mishnah. I have the Mishnah and ask for the Mishnah anyway. But Taisus learns this means the nasachem only become connected to a carbon via the shechita of the carbon, like we just have with lechem. It follows the conversation we just have with the lechem etayda. They only come kaddish with the shechita of the etayda. Same idea. Rashi, and we're going to go Rashi's pshat, even though Taisus just the bottom Taisus very bother Rashi's pshat. But Taisus says leitach and Rashi's pshat. But we're going to go with Rashi's pshat, where Rashi says that what it means is no, the actual sanctification of the nesachim in the kli. Exactly. Even if you put it into the kli, it does not get proper kedusha, which is a chiddush, until you shecht the carbon. So if I'm nesachim that I didn't shecht the carbon, they don't get kedushas aguf. When they get kedushas aguf, only if they had a shechita with the shechita's carbon, that gives a kedushas aguf. Taisa doesn't like it. Taisa says it's not normally how we operate. Normally we say maybe it's not connected to the carbon without the shechita of the carbon. But for it to get kedushas aguf, if it goes into klisharis, it gets kedushas aguf. And that's what Taisa learns different than Rashi. We're going to go Rashi's pshat. Rashi again says it doesn't even get kedushas aguf even with the kli until you shecht the carbon. The Marzan asked for the Mishnah. Very good. Let's see. Correct. That's what should come out. Which is our Mishnah seems to say not like that. Exactly. What you're asking, Jeffrey, is Gemara's question right away. Says the Gemara, El b'shita zevach. We're talking about the nesachim over here. We're talking about the libations. Yes. El b'shita zevach. My taima amar kra zevach nesachim. But the zevach nesachim, it connects the zevach and the nesachim. Tanan. So the Gemara asks Jeffrey your question. And nesachim should get our Mishnah. We just said nesachim should get a kli. If the zevach puzzle, if nesachim are sanctified in the kli, and the zevach is found to be puzzle, im yesh zevach achi yikri ma'if there's no zevach makrav with it. Vim lanu yiv pselina. But if not, if it was left overnight, it gets pselina. Now why would it get pselina? It's not kaddish yet, right? My lav div sub shechita. Isn't the case talking about this part of the question where the psul and the carbon happened during shechita? Where the mar means to say, so it never had a proper shechita, which according to the way we're explaining, if it never had a proper shechita, the nesachim never got kedusha. If it never got kedusha, shouldn't get psulina. If it never got kedusha, it shouldn't get psulina. If you hold that putting in the kli alone gives a kedusha, very good, it gets psulina. But if you hold you need the shechita, the zevach to give a kedusha, and the shechita of here was a shechita psula, so it didn't get Kedusha, why would it get Pselina? That's exactly what you were asking. Answer the Gemara, Loi Dipsa Bazrika. You're right. We're talking about a case where the Shechita was on Makashras. Shechita was on Makashras, the Zachim got Kedusha, the Psul happened during Zrika. Says the Gemara, come on, we had Mechalikas early in the Sechta, Daf Mem Zayin, come on, Kerebi, Mechalikas Rebbe, Meshimin, Tamar Shnei Dvar, Mamatir, Malan Zebleze. We know that if you need, let's say, the Shechita and the Kabbalah, Lacha and the Zrika, we focus on the Shechita and the Zrika, those are the main components. If you need the Shechita and the Zrika to give something Kedusha, so Rebbe says, either one can elevate, can give kedusha. Let's say to the nesachim over here in our case, right over there talking about breads, it can be give kedusha. According to Shimon, only the zrika, only the ultimate part of the avodah gives kedusha. So according to Rebbe, we must work like Rebbe. Therefore, the shechita was enough to give the nesachim kedusha, and then he had a psul during zrika. So now, if it's not left overnight, it becomes pasul. Says Gemara, no. Afitam Rabbi Lezer B'Shemin, the Gemara says, I can say it's even Rabbi Lezer B'Shemin could agree. He's the one that argues, sorry, I said it was B'Shemin, it's Rabbi Lezer B'Shemin. Hachamai Eskinan, Kain Shekibu Dam B'Kais V'Nishbach. The case over here is, we already accepted the Dam B'Kais and it's spilled. Very interesting explanation. Again, Rabbi Lezer B'Shemin holds, you need to have Zrika. So what does it help if you accepted the blood in the case and it's spilled? The answer is, you did Shechita. You then did Kabbalah. Once you do Kabbalah, we do have a klal called Eimid Lizrik Kizarg Dami. Avadin Ayay to the carbon, so you actually do Zrika. But since it's called Emet Lizrik Kizarg Dami, that would be enough for sanctification purposes of the Nesachim. That would be enough. So we're saying this. Even Rabbi Elazar Shimon, who holds that you need to have both Shechita and Zrika, he doesn't hold you need Zrika Mamish. He holds you need Shechita, and you need to be Royal Zrika. What's Royal Zrika? After Kabbalah. Exactly. Once you have Kabbalah, you're Royal Zrika. That's enough to give the bread sanctification. So we're going to say, or in this case, that's enough to give the Nesachim sanctification. So therefore, if it's left overnight, it's going to become puzzles. So again, our Gemara is saying, what's our case? We're saying, no, sticking to our guns. That, like Zivi said, that the Nesachim only get Kedusha via the animal, right? Via the Shechita, according to Rabbi, or according to Rabbi Shimon, Shechita with Kabbalah. What Zrika, which we're saying, means is sufficient by Kabbalah. Very good. Exactly. Top of Ayin Tesem Beis. For Rav Elazar b'Shimon Sevel Kavasei Davua. Rav Elazar holds like his father. He spoke. Is that already? To Amar Kol Emin Lusrei Kazar Gdami, who holds that whatever is meant is destined to be thrown is already thrown. So therefore, even if it spills out afterwards, at least in the Sechem Riyah Kedusha, if you find another carbon to connect it with, it works. If not, not. In other words, going to focus on that detail. How could you do that? You've already connected the Nesachim to this carbon, meaning Marvshach. You tell me as Psalina, that means it's connected to the carbon, according to the, especially the way Zibi is explaining it. If it's connected to this carbon, how could you use it for a different carbon? It says the Gemara, Amamar, if you find another carbon, be back with another carbon. I have Amar Chizah, Shemin Shefishul, Shemin Chazah, Pasul, Shemin Chacharis. Shemin that was designated from one mincha cannot be used for another mincha. Rav Chizda said, Shemen, that was designated for Mincha Aleph, can't be used for Mincha Beis. Why are these Nesachim able to be just quickly switched over from carbon Aleph to carbon Beis? Amar Bianai, Leiv Bezdin Maslehem. This is a massive terrence. Leiv Bezdin Maslehem means that Bezdin was Makadash at Al Tanai. When they sanctified it Al Tanai, that if this carbon doesn't work, use it for different carbon. But by invoking Leiv Bezdin Maslehem, essentially, you know what we're saying? We're answering that we're talking about a carbon Seber. The Karmi Yach, you unless there's a specific reason to say so, you're not saying Leiv Bezdin Maslehem. Leiv Bezdin Maslehem was when you have money that belongs to the tzibur, belongs to the machzah shekel, belongs to the right the lishkas agazas, and use that money for karbanas. So carbon tzibur, Leiv Bezdin Maslehem. So really, we're qualifying our whole conversation now. We're saying it's got to be talking about a case of carbon tzibur. Leiv Bezdin was Maslehem that the Nesachim libations, we don't want that to go to waste. And if it's sanctified for carbon aleph, it's only out tonight, carbon aleph works. But if carbon aleph doesn't work, it should be able to be used for carbon base. Basically, it shouldn't have the Kedusha. Retroactively, it shouldn't get that Kedusha that it gets for with carbon aleph. That is what we're saying now. Leif Bezim made it tonight. Okay. In Matzukot, so if it's needed, great. It's Kaddish from Lav. You le Zevach Acher. Could be for Zevach Acher. In fact, Mariachi Shemen Ami. You go in a circle. You tell me Shemen wants to sanctify for carbon A, can't be used for carbon B. You answer me, Nesachim is different because Leif Bezim Asa. No. And by Shemen, the same thing should work. Why don't you say Leiv Bezdin Maslehem, at least by a case of Tzibur? Answers the Gemara, Shemen Gufa de Mincha. You can't do that by Shemen. Why? Shemen is the actual Mincha itself. The Nesachim are ancillary to the Zevach. You have a Zevach, and you bring Nesachim as like an add-on, for lack of a better word, to the Zevach. The Shemen goes in the Mincha itself. It goes with the flour. It's part of the Mincha itself. You can't make it tonight. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? Okay, fine. So then we answer why Shemen's different. But going back to Nesachim now, your tonight was that if you don't need it, for this carbon, use it for different carbon. Why make such a tanai? Once you make a tanai, just say, if it doesn't work for this carbon, it's not kaddish at all. Make my, it's kaddish, let's not confuse. Kushas dam will still have, it's still monetary hektish. But not kaddish kushas aguf to get psalina. Make the whole kushas aguf be al tanai. So if you don't use it for carbon A, it won't be subject to psalina. We're now stuck with this time crunch that's got to be used for another carbon today. Once you make a tanai anyway, just make a tanai that what? That it doesn't have to just go for all, exactly. So tomorrow for listening, I'll name the Nifka Lechulin. Why don't you make a time that you go to Chulin Gzeira, Shema Yamer Matzim Meklisharas Lechayel? Because if people are going to see this, they'll see that something that was in the Klisharas, that Akush is a guf, and all of a sudden it went back to Chulin. Again, it doesn't have to go to Chulin. It means it still belongs to Hektish's money, but the point is, it will be able to be redeemed without it one of the just a goof. Exactly. In fact, Marash Tanami, Gzeir Shem Yamru, Nesach Meshavishon Shem Zevach Zek, Shem Shem Zevach. I don't understand. If you were at Gzeiras, why aren't you worried that a carbon that's Nesach that's designated for carbon Aleph is being used, people are going to say it can be used for carbon Beis? And that's not true. The reason why you could do it is because you made it Tanai. So, Manavshach, if people are privy to the Tanai, then they wouldn't be bothered that they went to Chulin. And if people are not privy to the Tanai, how are you switching from carbon Aleph to carbon Beis? Answers the Gemara. If they're not aware of tonight, you should have the same issue with switching it to a different zevach. You're right. Now we're making a very big qualification. We're talking about only we had another carbon shekel at that time. Meaning, when we said if you have imyesh zevach acher, switch the nesachim for the other zevach, we don't mean if there's a zevach acher some point later in that day. It's got to be already with shechted, and the naked eye, the people watching, won't even realize you made a switcheroo. But what I think was designated, the other carbon was already shechted, and therefore when carbon A becomes pasul, and now you're using it for carbon B, people watching won't even know that this was first for carbon A. The Qur'an maybe knew about it, but the people watching won't know, and therefore won't lead to any issues. So really qualifying, it only works in the case we had another carbon that already was shechted. Fekki Mara. So you tell me that comes out, if you don't have another carbon shechted at that time, it doesn't work. So what do you tell me in the Mishnah Lashnav? If you do it before nightfall, it's okay. As long as they do it before Lina, it's okay. It's not true. Make a very much more specific Hagdara. Only if you have a Zevach at that time. Says the Gemara. If you don't have another animal at that time, it's going to be possible. Lina, at the tiny sefer, imlana gives lablina. If it's left overnight, it's possible. Lina, why the sefer say? If it's left overnight, it's possible. Lina, say stronger. Make a chilik in the case itself. Make this chilik explicitly. When does this work? If you had another zevach waiting there, avain zevach zevach place shah, no, it doesn't work. Achanami comes, the Gemara says, you're right. That we don't love, but with the Gemara saying that's what the Mishnah means to say. We're teaching the Mishnah. So it's a little different than, it's not a tani. We're not saying teach in the Mishnah these words. We're not switching the gears of the Mishnah. We're keeping the gears of the Mishnah, but we're saying teach up this teach into the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says it gets psalina, if it's left overnight, it didn't mean only if it's left overnight. It meant even if there was another zevach to switch it to. Im yesh zevach acher, good. But if not throughout the night. If not right now, it already is like an apsalina, and therefore it's possible. Okay. Last Gemara, me is the Reb Shimon and Elazar lay bezemas. The Gemara now is just bothered that Reb Shimon is actually shallow because the gears we have is Reb Shimon, but we said ultimately it was Reb Shimon and Elazar was the author, Reb Shimon's son. But okay, does Reb Shimon hold leiv bezin masaleim? I v'amar v'idi ba'oven amar v'amar marbitzo amar v'yechlan to me the shlotzuch l'tzibur l'div Reb Shimon ain't niftam t'bimim l'div Recham niftam t'bimim. So this is a very interesting idea. We've spoken about this in the past. Very simple. They used to have to bring every day a tamid shal shachar and a tamid shal ben arbayim. They used to have in a chamber designated three of each. Okay, that's what you meant, then you're good. But six is the number what we're looking for. They used to have six lambs every day prepared, baduk, checked, that to have backup, to have two for the day, plus four backup, right? All good. The halacha is you're supposed to bring karbanos only from that year's machzor shekel, right? The money people give to, right? So that's what they collect. We have the mishnayos to collect. In Adar, the new trigger is, the new year is when? Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the new year. So on the first day of Nisan, you have six animals, right? Or the last day of Adar, let's say. You have six animals. You use two of them for the Tamei Shabbat. But you have four extra, which you're not going to use in after Rosh Chodesh in the next year because you only use from the new money. What do you do with those kabbarnas? So we have machlekes. Reb Shimon says, you have to let it get a mum. You can't, ain't niftin tamimim. You can't be paid the tamim, meaning you have to let it get a mum, and once you get a mum, like any other hektish, you redeem it, takes off the kedusha of an animal, still has the din of usher and giz and avayd and all that, but it's can be eaten now as chulin, and the money goes back into the base mikdash's coffers with all other old machzor shekel monies, which are used for extra stuff, like a bias, extra stuff in the city, whatever you use that machzor shekel money for. The Chacham is saying, they agree that you switch the money, but you don't even have to let it get a mum. You don't need to wait for it to get a mum. Just redeem it as is. Why? A carbon normally, an animal designated for carbon can't be redeemed as is. Since Bez, they made it tonight with this, that if I'm going to need it for tamid, then it's tamid. But if I don't need it, it's just as because you just dumb him, so just redeem him because you just dumb him. Treat it like money. You see, clearly there are banana saying you can have a tnai, and Reb Shimon himself, who was giving all these, Reb Shimon, his son, Shimon Elazar, but or Elazar Reb Shimon, who's giving these answers, Reb Shimon does not subscribe to Leif Bez Damasana. So we have a problem with our Gemara. Answers the Gemara, big chilik, shiny hasim, this is Takanta Beriya. Reb Shimon will tell you that, no. By the case of the Nesachim, where if I don't make, I don't allow for a Tanai, it'll be lost, it'll be destroyed, it'll be useless. Over there, Tanai Bezim works. By the Tamidim, or the backup Tamidim, I don't need a Tanai. Why? There's an Eitzah. Let it graze and get a mum. Wait till it gets apostles. Since they always, which is always an option. Since I have that option, I have no need, we don't utilize Leif Bezim Master unless we have to, according to Bishimon. So Bishimon says, don't just redeem as is, let it get a mum, and that's a simple answer to Kantariya, and therefore we don't employ the method of Leiv Bez Master. Just a quick side halacha, relevant to the Sachem. There's a halacha that, many people say every morning, obviously in a davening, in between brachas and haidu, in the two and a half minutes, maybe, that they give you here, I don't think it's that long.
Not even that.
So people do say, the Balfil typically say karbanos, at least parts of it. In karbanos, you mention karbanos that have Nesachem. Ayla, Shlamim, right? So the Kabbalah says, you have Nesachim. So the place can bring that when you, if you're reading Kabbalah Sahib Nesachim, it makes sense to read the Nesachim with it. That's logical, right? If you're reading it, Nesham Parm Sifaseinu, it takes the place of bringing the carbon, so then you read Nesachim too, because the carbon comes in Nesachim. Fine. We know Kabbalah is supposed to be said by day, because Kabbalah is supported by day, not by night. What about the Nesachim? And more particularly, what about you have a case where a guy who always says Kabbarnas every day, he said his Kabbarnas very close to Shkia, And you have time to say the Kabbarnas, but you have time to say the Nesachim. Does he say the Nesachim at night or not? Do you say that since it's not Zman, you don't say it or not? Now we know we had Minchaseim v'Neskeim b'layla. We know that we could have Menachas to come by itself, Nesachim to come by itself, could come at night. But what about the Nesachim at Bama Mezevach? Could those come at night or not? So one of the places coming, I forgot it was, but I support that, one of them bring, from the Chicago Kail, they bring that since in our sugi we see that Nesachim, which is designated for Zevach A, could ultimately be used for Zevach B, so even if it's designated for a carbon, and the carbon has to be brought by day, it could ultimately be used for something else anyway, and therefore you should be able to say it at night. L'chatchil, it's better to say it by day before Shkia, but theoretically, it's better to say it at all, for those of us who aren't saying it. But if one's saying it, say it by day, but if you didn't say it by day, you could say, B'chlal, he's saying it at night, it's not mamish being carbon at night, but it's not considered not the Zman, meaning you could say Nesachim at night, even though the carbonus, we say typically not to say at night. Have a great day.